Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Yeah.
What's up, Medford?
Hello, Medford. We're back. It's your granola girls it's here girls. Again on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Woo.
You know, I was just telling Sarah this earlier, but yesterday I was in a Lyft and the Lyft driver was listening to the radio. And who should I hear on the radio but some fellow DJs from WMFO.
That's so crazy, Georgia.
And it was so fun to hear our station being played.
Wow.
Keeping it freeform in the Lyft.
Yeah, a little bit of validation.
Yeah.
I feel like. But, like, you know, some people listen. That's nice. We're not just screaming into the void.
Yeah, that is nice.
Or are we? I don't know. Who knows? So we're back on this beautiful sunny day. A little bit windy.
But still, I feel...
You know, who knew that you came here for a weather forecast today?
I know. I feel like every episode, we're just like, the weather is beautiful.
I know. Or, like, it's raining.
Yeah.
But, yeah, such a nice day. We're here just playing some tunes that, you know, in this time, like, right before going home for summer break, we just wanted to reflect a little bit on home and, like, mm-hmm. songs that remind us of home. You know, home sweet home.
Yeah.
Talk about the idea of home a little bit. So my first pick was Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Wonderful song.
Mm-hmm.
In Portland, it rains a lot. and that, I don't know, that song, I always just kind of play it when I'm, like, driving around in the rain. And it just makes me smile, like, every time I hear it. It just reminds me of being home, you know, because I've seen the rain
yeah.
a couple of times. And one time my brother called me and he was like, Sarah, what is that song about the rain? And I was like, have you ever seen the rain? And he was like, yeah, thanks. And he hung up and I was like, cool. So, you know, it means a lot to me and my brother, I guess. Georgia, tell us about your pick.
So my pick was Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow.
And great song.
It's such a good song. It's not very old, but ever since the first time I listened to it, it just kind of reminded me of, like, going, like, it's night on the highway or whatever, and just, like, driving past, like, all the lights, like the city lights in Austin, and so it just kind of felt like ambient sound.
Yeah, that song feels very, like, nostalgic to me.
Yeah,
also not yeah. of, like, a specific moment, because I also haven't known this song for, like, that long, because it, you know, it's not that old.
Yeah.
But yeah, very nostalgic just for, like, the feeling, yeah, of, like, driving on the highway at night. All our songs yeah. are just for driving at different points in the day.
Cars.
Exactly. But yeah, so we're just gonna play some more tunes. We're gonna chat.
Yeah.
Please enjoy. Our next song is a pick by me. Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes.
Mm, yes.
First of all, just like a great song. So, like, there's that. It also, yeah, just this doesn't tie to, like, a specific memory of home, but just the overall, like, sunny feeling of the song, I feel like, reminds me of, you know, being in Portland around this time of year.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. part of love, and one thing I found is love's what you deserve.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Just after Sufjan, I always get a little worked up.
Yeah.
Georgia, talk to us about Freaking Out the Interstate by Briston Maroney.
Well, the song that we just played was City of Roses by Sufjan Stevens.
Yes, it was.
Before that, we had Freaking Out on the Interstate by Briston Maroney, which I realized I picked two songs that I associate with the highways.
With driving on the highway.
Interstate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that Briston Maroney, I first listened to that song, like, this past summer, and I kind of spent, like, this weird portion of time just, like, at home by myself, and then I went on vacation. I was in the mountains with, like, no service, and so I saved all these Spotify playlists, and that was on one of the playlists. I just remember listening to that song over and over again, and so I just kind of associated it with, like, those last, like, days that I spent at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that was my pick because
yeah.
It just kind of makes me feel like I'm back when
it's
I was
a good
young.
One. Wow, back in the day, you know, because we're so old now. Speaking of getting old, City of Roses by Sufjan Stevens. He talks about getting old and growing up in a place because I think he, like, has family in Portland and, like, grew up in Eugene a little bit more than Portland. But I really like the way he writes about the City of Roses, City of Portland, Oregon. I mean, the first line, like, a break in the clouds is a break in my day. I don't know. That really gets me because, like, it's always just so cloudy and I feel like everything feels so heavy when the sky is just, like, gray all the time. And then as soon as there's, like, that one little sliver of sunlight, like, the first inkling of spring in, like, early April, it's, like, everyone's outside. Like, if it goes above 60 degrees, like, the booty shorts are out, which obviously is, like, what Sufjan was referring to.
Yeah, that's exactly right there. What he was talking about.
But, yeah, I just really, like, even though he's not necessarily, like, from Portland, I really like the way he writes about it. And it just feels very true to, like, how I feel about the city as well, which is very cool. Sufjan, he did it again, you know? He just always does it.
Always coming back.
Ugh, love that man.
Back on top. And then before those two other songs that we just talked about, we had Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes, which
yeah.
is just...
Just a bop.
Just a bop.
And next we have Nightlife by Willie Nelson, which I've never heard this song.
Right. So actually, this is... crazy. I was first of all, I picked this mostly because Willie Nelson, not necessarily because I associate this song closely with home, but because
is he from Texas? I don't know anything about him.
Willie is like Austin's like Jesus.
Is he
like,
from
he's
Austin?
Everywhere. He's not from Austin, I don't think. I'm such a fake fan.
Wow.
He's not from Austin, but he definitely has like this cult following
in Austin. That's so interesting.
But yeah, I remember he played at ACL like 2 years ago, and it was like the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
That's insane.
Wow. Love that guy.
Yeah.
But I picked this song because recently I was watching, because I'm in a film studio right now at the SMFA, School of the Museum of Fine Arts, and I was watching another one of my classmates' videos, and they included this song, and I was like, I'd never heard it before, and I was like,
Oh my gosh.
Immediately I was yeah. like, that's Willie.
Right, that's Willie.
And so I just kind of threw this in here because I felt like it was just kind of like a groove like song that I enjoyed.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've been playing a lot of songs that I listen to like while being home.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's interesting to hear a song like when you're not home and be like, wow, this reminds me of this place.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
very cool. But I'm excited to hear this song.
Yeah, me too.
This is
to share it.
Nightlife
with the world.
By Willie Nelson.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging around. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
I've listened to that album before, but I haven't listened to that song.
Oh my gosh, this song means so much to me, because like in like the summer before like leaving for college.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends like was leaving like pretty early on because her school started in like July.
Yeah.
So.
Oh dang.
I know. What? Well, she goes to Deep Springs College, if anyone's ever heard of it. It's
I have
like
not.
A 2-year college, like, and it's kind of year round. So she she was leaving really early. Shout out to my friend Rory. She's definitely not listening because they don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
But love you, girl. Anyway, so me, her, and like 3 of our other friends, we like all got together this beautiful day in June. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping. It was just a beautiful like summer day in Portland. And we were at Rory's house, and we all sat in her living room. She brought out her guitar and she started playing that song. She was like, "Guys, I have a surprise for you." And we were like, "Okay, what?" And she started playing it. And then we all started singing along, and we all started crying because she was leaving, like, the next day. And it was, like, you know, the 5 of us, I guess, like, wouldn't be together. 5? 4. No, the 5 of us.
Was I there?
If you were there. The 5 of us would not be together the same way until, like, you know, I mean, we hung out over winter break. But, you know, from June to winter break felt like a long time.
Yeah.
So we were all just, like, kind of crying, like, singing this song. And now every time, I don't know, every time I hear it, I just think of, like, her just, like, playing the guitar for us and, like, me and my friends just singing along. It was very sweet. It was, like, we all just knew that things were going to change so much, yeah. But we just didn't know how. But we had each other in that moment. So that was really, really nice, really tender.
That's such a good sentiment.
Yeah.
I think you really hit the nail with that one. I was just thinking, like, as you were talking... about like how we became the Granola Girls and how like our granola is all about like where we're from.
Yeah.
Like where we get our good stuff is like all about like literally just like from our hometowns, like mm-hmm. from the people that we know.
Yeah.
And that's like,
and
we're giving back
right.
through the magic of radio.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot, like, I don't know, something I've realized about myself since like coming to college, which I'm sure you feel the same way. Especially because, like, a lot of people are from here, like, from around here.
Yeah.
I feel my identity as someone not from here, like, so strongly.
Yeah.
And specifically as someone, like, from Portland. Like, such a weird place. You know, like Austin.
Austin.
Like, I just feel like that. Like, I've gotten to see the ways that being raised there has really affected who I am today.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you feel the same way.
No, but. I definitely feel that. I feel like when I am homesick, which isn't often, it's more for just, like, the different... It's not even, like... I don't know if culture is the right word, but it's, like, it's just, like, a different,
it's like a
feeling.
Like a feeling. I was like about to say that. It's just a different feeling.
I wanted to go to school in a city, and while Tufts is close enough, you know, to the city... it's just a very different city from, like, the one that I
right.
knew.
Same.
And I think, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I feel it as soon as I, like, step off the plane for, like, spring break or, like, you know, whenever I'm home. Like, it just feels different. And,
yeah.
like, people there, like, interact differently with each other and, like, it just, I mean, at least because, like, you know, being on the West Coast, like, things feel so much more, like, relaxed, which... I don't know if they do in Austin.
I mean,
like,
yeah, a bit, yeah.
But it's just a different feeling. And I really, like, I'm not even homesick for, like... I mean, I do miss, like, certain places and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I miss people and, like, my friends and family. But, yeah, a lot of the time it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of these songs, like, remind me of that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, being home, which is cool. But, yeah,
definitely.
Like, what you're saying, like, very cool that, like, music can do that. Yeah. Aw.
Well, will we be in tears by the end of this episode?
Like, yeah.
Who knows? Like,
probably.
Maybe. What's up next?
Ooh, well, Spotify says it's offline at the moment. But, yeah, the next song. Oh,
okay.
We're back. We're back on.
Oh, wait, this next song. Okay, wait. Okay. You can introduce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Georgia's pick. Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan.
Yes.
I was also going to put a Bob Dylan song on here. Our Minds. But then I didn't.
It's that Portland Austin, like,
it's that connection.
It's that connection.
We connect through Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, you know, that meme, like the handshake meme.
Yeah. And yeah. it's like Austin, Portland, and then the
Bob
middle
Dylan.
Is Bob Dylan.
It's true. But yeah, well, let's play it and then we'll come back and discuss.
Let's play it and we'll unpack.
Amazing.
John is in a basement. mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the many say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Warm short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and it put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the vandals took the handle.
Stop. We'll be right back.
Good song. Almost immediately after that song started playing, Sarah was just like, I love this song.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I was
extremely
like,
good.
Like those songs that you hear that you like haven't really heard in a while that you just forget like how much you like them. Like this is one of those songs for me. And I was just saying it was in the movie Love, Simon.
But like it's such a good, it's so corny and so good.
It's it's a cute movie. But it just like reminded me of that and I feel like I'm gonna be listening to this song for the rest of the day. So thanks, Georgia. But like backing it up a little bit, Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
A Georgia selection.
That was a selection by me. I actually just want to give a quick shout out. I feel like I associate that song deeply with Austin for multiple reasons. I just want to give a quick radio shout out to KUTX, my Austin radio station.
Wow.
And my favorite DJ on that station, my morning DJ, John Ailey.
Wow.
I love you, man. I just want to say You're not listening, but John Ailey, I'm here for you.
That's so funny that you say that, because the song that played after that, Where Is My Mind by the Pixies, that song always plays on 94.7, like, Portland, whatever, like, Portland Alternative Radio,
yeah.
I think it's called. The morning show with Greg. I know Greg's not out there listening, God, I wish, but that song, like, always played on my like personal radio, my personal, but like my personal favorite
yeah.
Radio show in Portland. So that's really funny.
We need to have a radio.
That happened.
We need to have like a radio connection moment.
A radio connection.
Radio to radio.
We were also
coast to coast.
Yeah, saying that like Bob Dylan is definitely a coast to coast connection.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was saying like it's funny that his voice is like bad, but like we still love him. You know, but like he's not bad. Like don't
he just
no
has
one
that,
like yeah.
yeah.
Like I love him. But we were just saying like Portland, Austin,
Bob
connected
Dylan.
By Bob Dylan.
Connected by Bob Dylan.
And I guess those two songs are connected by both of us hearing them on
The radio.
The radio, yeah.
Wait, I've definitely heard that song on the radio like maybe once or twice, but I picked it because No, you know, I don't know why everyone would have seen this, but the music video for that song is like dropping signs with like the lyrics, right? And so there is a mural by a local Austin artist named El Federico outside the hole in the wall. There's a mural that he did of Bob Dylan's like dropping the signs, and it says, "Don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows."
Wow. Yeah.
And so that's just like,
I almost chose "Blowing in the Wind." Okay,
see,
all these connections.
We could have just like, see, because Portland and Austin are the same.
The same. They're the same. So that's amazing. Love that. And then yeah, Waterloo Sunset.
Just
was after that.
Extremely good.
Just a good song.
Thinking about sunset, thinking about water,
Waterloo
over Lake
by
Austin,
ABBA.
Thinking about Waterloo by ABBA, thinking about Waterloo Records. Shout out to Austin Record Stores.
Wow.
Happy Record Store Gays.
Just all
day.
Of the record stores.
Happy Record Store Gays. No. Happy Record Store Day, guys. Happy late Woo. Record store day.
That's so exciting.
We don't have that much time left, so I'm gonna read
I'm gonna read
this thing that we're supposed to read.
That.
Okay, it's a little long. Bear with us. I don't say that part. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between
Woo.
9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes,
nine
folks.
9 whole bands?
That is 9.
Whoa.
Count them, 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. And we have, in the particular order that they will be performing,
in
the
no
Cast Irons,
order.
Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsec, Danielle Miraglia with Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black,
Whoa.
62 Ghosts, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutant.
That is so exciting. I know I'll be listening.
I know I'll be listening. That's 9 bands, guys.
9 whole bands. Can you believe it?
So make sure to tune in on Live Music Day, WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Woo! Thank you, Georgia. Thank you for that PSA.
Yeah.
Moving right along. I know that we say, would it be an episode of Granola Girls without playing a Hippocampus song?
It wouldn't.
But thank you for answering that question. It would not. I would like to put forward, would it be a Granola Girls episode without playing a Mitski song?
It also would not.
Would it? No. The answer,
because
like, we would crumble without Mitski.
We love women just as much as we love indie white boys.
You're right. that's an interesting theory. But I love Mitski with all my heart. And I'm going to play this song by her. This is my choice. First Love, Late Spring.
Oh, so...
I know.
We're really crying in the studio today,
yep,
boys.
We really are. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Where you sleep.
and I feel as though my heart would burst.
Same.
She really did that.
Mitski, if you're out there, I just want you to know I love you. Thank you for creating that song. Really the soundtrack to my late spring, you know, mm-hmm. like the title would suggest. The late spring of, like, my senior year of yeah. high school. Because I was looking through, like, for inspiration for this episode, I was looking through the playlist I kept throughout my whole senior year of, like, songs that I liked
mm-hmm.
throughout the year. I would just, like, add them. And I just remember listening to this song just every second of every day. And it, yeah, it really, like, it also is one of those songs that feels very nostalgic.
Yeah.
Just for a feeling of being home.
Yeah, I definitely associated that a lot with my senior year, too. It's really when I got into Mitski was, like, fall and then the spring of my senior year, of course. Wow. Of course. Just a beautiful song. Just actually, truly. Number four of my top five songs of all time, listeners.
Wow.
Just so everyone knows.
In case you're wondering.
In case you're wondering, that's number four.
Wow. Oh, wow. Number four.
I know. But it's so okay. hard to pick of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
You know.
This is a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up pretty soon. We have one more song, but again, this has been the Granola Girls on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep it freeform.
Keep it freeform. Georgia, would you like to talk a little bit about Gonna Hurry As Slow As I Can by Dolly Parton?
I love this song. I love Dolly Parton.
Me too.
She is just an icon and amazing, and so I picked this song. I actually heard it for the first time as a cover.
Oh my goodness.
From a different band who we played last week, Whitney. And then I listened to the real version and I was like, Dolly, oof, you got me, girl.
True.
So I threw this on here just because she always reminds me of home. Reminds me of my mom. Shout out.
Yay. Yeah. So we're just going to get right into it. Thanks
right
for listening.
Thanks
Have an amazing rest of your week.
We'll see you next week, guys.